In this bulletin, New South Wales records over 35,000 new COVID-19 infections and Victoria over 17,500. Mixed reactions after Novak Djokovic's medical exemption is announced. And in sport, a Serbian-backed investment company has taken over English Premier League club Southampton. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Frontline respondents are working up to 18 hours a day to keep up with the surging demand of COVID-19 cases, with some saying the health system is not coping well. While intensive care unit numbers are rising, the tally is short of the peak of 244 seen in September. New South Wales Premier Dominic Perrottet addressed frontline workers and acknowledged their efforts during the pandemic.
But I want to begin by thanking all our frontline staff, particularly our health staff right across the state, who are making an enormous effort, enormous sacrifices to keep people safe, to help people through either vaccinations, through our booster shot program, but importantly making sure, as we're seeing greater pressure on the health system across the board, that we are keeping people safe in what is a difficult time for our state.
New South Wales has detected more than 35,000 new coronavirus cases and 8 deaths, while 119 people are in intensive care. Rapid antigen tests for COVID-19 would be subsidised for people on low incomes under a plan being taken to the National Cabinet meeting by the Prime Minister this afternoon. The plan will see welfare recipients and pensioners get cash payments for up to 5 rapid tests, or even more if states also put money on the table. They would need to meet eligibility requirements to qualify for the subsidy. Prime Minister Scott Morrison could also announce whether the government will provide millions of free RAT kits to be handed out across states and territories. Victoria's COVID-19 commander, Jerome Wymer, says Victorians can expect 34 million rapid antigen tests to arrive in the state later this week. Once there is confidence in the supply of rapid tests, Mr. Wymer says a website will be launched for people to upload their results to be officially counted. Accessibility of rapid tests has been a major concern for communities, with single tests being sold out for 5 times their regular cost in some places. Mr. Wymer is encouraging Victorians without symptoms to take a rapid antigen test instead of PCR tests to ease the heavily backlogged system. And Victoria recorded 17,636 new COVID-19 cases, with nearly 1 in 3 tests coming back positive. There were 11 deaths reported in Wednesday's figures. Serbian tennis champion Novak Djokovic has been granted a medical exemption to play in the Australian Open. Several people have questioned the grounds for his exemption and criticised authorities for the decision. On Tuesday night, the world number one player wrote online, "I'm heading down under with an exemption permission. Let's go 2022. Tennis Australia's Craig Tiley says the details of his medical condition are private.
The process has been very clear, and we completely understand and empathise with first of all, some people being upset about the fact that Novak has come in because of his statements over the past couple of years around vaccination. However, it's ultimately up to him to discuss with the public his condition, if he chooses to do that, and the reason why.
A new investment company backed by a Serbian billionaire has taken over English Premier League club Southampton and indicated they will be purchasing other sports outfits. Sport Republic, which has Serbian billionaire Dragan Solak as its lead investor, has bought the 80% of Southampton previously owned by a Chinese businessman, Katharina Lieper, whose father bought the club in 2009. For around $26 million Australian, retains her 20% stake. She sold the remaining 80% for an estimated $393 million Australian in 2017. And now for today's weather. Perth, sunny 37. Adelaide, shower or two, 23. Melbourne, showers or storms and some possible heavy falls, 26. Hobart, light showers, 19. Canberra, a shower or two, developing, 26. Wollongong, showers, 24. Sydney, much the same, 28. Newcastle, showers, 28. Brisbane, a shower or two and 30. Cairns, partly cloudy, 37. And Darwin, showers and a possible storm, 32. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.